This is Jeff. Well, first of all, I do want to also thank Dr. Pearl Van Zandt for her service to the blind. A great job. Thank you. And also congratulate Carlos Servan for his appointment to interim director. He's a good person, highly qualified for the job, and we very much appreciate the board selecting him for that role. The thing that I wanted to bring up, traditionally the agency has trained whatever employees have come in. The training in the center is normally 600 hours. If you go outside of the agency, I would hope that that would be one of the things that is required for a new executive director. And of course, that would add to that transition time, which might be a consideration with regard to the additional pay that would be going to the interim director and so forth.
Okay. I'll say, Carlos, that Jeff, that privately I've had a conversation with an individual already, so I have thought about that exact topic. If we were to hire somebody from within our agency, and they have not gone, and they have already gone through that training already, we don't normally require, if we promote somebody from a counselor to a supervisor or whatnot, we don't make them re-go through center training. So that, I don't think that would be appropriate, but if we brought somebody in from outside, that would be something we would consider, because we have asked all of our staff to do that. Even if it's somebody who has a lot of that training and knowledge and skills, it helps that individual to see how we operate here in Nebraska. Helps them to acclimate themselves to our processes and our methods. They might have lots of great ideas that when they come in, that eventually they would implement and maybe change some of our ways, but this would give them a great opportunity to see how we operate today and get to understand those methods better.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, Kathy, go ahead.
I just, you mentioned that you have been on the hiring committee for the university, and I have been here as well. Mm-hmm. But when there's a cutoff date, you don't have access to anybody who turned their stuff in afterwards.
That's correct.
And you mentioned that.
I said if we did not find a candidate in the pool, when we had that cutoff date on the 20th, we would not have access to applications other than the knowledge that some existed, and after that, so.
Well, you said that maybe you could go back and get them.
We could if we decide that none of the applicants in our initial pool were qualified and met who we wanted to hire.
We could
throw everybody out. Then go back to get additional candidates.
You have to repost.
You do not have to repost. The job stays open until the position is filled.
And you're going to put that in the posting? Because in the past we did repost. So I'm just trying to get clarification. That's all.
Well, I hope it's not even necessary. I mean, if you want to apply for the job, I hope that unless it's a situation where you found out late about it. So in that regards, Kathy, I hope that you help us and everybody in the room to advertise the job to all avenues that we possibly can. I'm going to be calling upon the presidents of the American Council for the Blind here in Nebraska and the National Federation of the Blind in Nebraska to help us advertise this position as far reaching as we can. Like I said before, we're going to reach out to some other organizations that we belong to help get the word out as quickly as possible so that people have time to apply.
Okay. If I may, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, one second.
Thank you. Yeah, right. If again, to avoid any question or any possible inquiry, mm-hmm. To post the position, we have that hard and fast deadline.
Okay.
So anything received on that day is official. Anything after that, we cannot consider at all.
Okay.
Should the search not net qualified candidates, then it would need to be reposted.
Mm-hmm.
And again, use that same vehicle. So those individuals have that opportunity to submit. So again, yeah, we'll stay to that hard, fast closing date and honor those materials and anything after that.
So
cannot be.
So if somebody were to apply after the, if get their application in after the 20th, it would basically just go into the bid bucket.
Exactly.
And then if we did not find anybody and we reposted, all of the original candidates who applied would be free to reapply along with hopefully additional candidates.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And again, if we're using an email technology for mm-hmm. submittal, again, we would need to honor that date. And again, is it, do you choose to shut down that at 5 p.m. or at midnight?
Okay.
Again, that would just need to be pretty clear as well.
Okay. And since it is kind of a, I don't know, it's an electronic thing, would, I could talk, I guess I could talk to you, but this is a detail, it's not important here, but I was going to ask about, you know, would you respond saying, you know, thank you, we got your email or something like that, we got your application, I don't know if it'd be an automated thing or not.
Yes, we would do that.
Okay. So people know that it made it into the application pool, that you did receive it.
Correct.
Okay.
I think we should make it close at midnight, because some people operate like you do, Mike, and send out emails at 11:30 at night.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make a couple comments. First of all, congratulations to Carlos Savant. Your past history has demonstrated leadership, ability, and expertise has well prepared you for this position. I ask that all those here at Consumer Staff get behind Carlos. He is well qualified. He deserves the respect that he has earned in this capacity. Secondly, I want to echo what Amy and Jim said. As current ACB president, we want to just express appreciation to Dr. Van Zandt for all that you've done and stood for. When I look for the definition of executive director, I'll see a picture of Dr. Pearl Van Zandt on there. So thank you. Going on, I just wanted to do a shout out. One of our board members, Robert Newman's not here today because of some.
What? Oh, we can't do that.
Okay, I won't say anything. Thank you. Then, lastly, I wanted to just thank the Office of State Personnel for their support. And then, lastly, just thank Mike for his leadership on this and all the time and effort that he's done to make this thing happen, be transparent, inclusive. So, thank you, Mike.
All right. I guess the only other announcement I have, and then we'll adjourn, is just that it has been sent out publicly, but there is a retirement reception for Dr. Van Zandt the afternoon of Thursday, July 6th, and everybody is more than welcome to come and join us. And with that, again, thank you very much for everything you've done the last 19 years. We greatly appreciate it, and we're a much better organization because of it. Thank you. And meeting adjourned.
Yes, thank you. And congratulations, Carlos. You should buy donuts at the July 4th meeting now.